Coming to you live from the Morningstar Mission sponsored studios, this is Carl and Crew Mornings on 90.1 FM Moody Radio.
Well, here we go, Boom Crew. Welcome to this beautiful Monday morning. I hope you're enjoying it, up and rocking and rolling. So fantastic to see people responding to Moody Aviation and jumping in and saying, come on, get me some information on that. That's just absolutely tremendous. We've got Allie got a summons to court. I was glad to hear it was for jury duty and not to have her criminal acts be adjudicated before a jury.
We got that clarified.
So concerning. I might
call. Have to check, though.
Phew.
So they haven't caught up with her yet, I guess, is the story. Yeah. Isn't this Judge Jeanine or something?
The People's Court.
Oh, no. Judge Jeanine is an actual judge. Oh, the People's Court is an actual judge, too, right?
Yeah.
People's Court? Do they still play that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't have the original judge from the People's Court, but I grew up watching the People's Court.
What's that show that they have where people start punching each other and stuff?
What?
Maury Povich?
Yeah, this is just a more sanitized Maury Povich.
You're not wrong about that.
It's just...
Well, this is Allie today. She's trying to figure out who's guilty, who's innocent. Who owes money? Who doesn't?
I got called, last month, was it?
You did get called last month. So. Lots of jury duty going on around here.
I got called a few years ago, pled insanity, and they let me out of there.
Plead insanity for the jury?
You can look crazy.
That's how you plead insanity.
So true.
If you stand in line, you're going, bleh, bleh, bleh. You got a water fountain here?
Or just be annoying.
Also, just so we all know, I'm going to state it just in case.
I think it's a good public service, actually. I think if your name gets called, you ought to go. It's part of what we do here in America.
Also, you didn't act crazy because that would be illegal.
No, I did not. I want to spread bad info.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just want to make sure.
Actually, they had us count off A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B, and they sent the B's home. And I was a bee.
We're not even going to talk to you. Just go home today. And you go, all right.
It's the weirdest thing in the world, but they got to thin it down somehow.
I guess, yeah.
I'm glad they didn't say just the guys with red hair go home. They'd still had too many there.
It would have just been you.
Just
I can't
me.
Even.
Okay, a lot going on here today. Boom Crew tomorrow. What am I saying? Next week, begin share. But I've got a challenge for you today. And I'm going to be this clear all week long. And I humbly come to you asking you to consider something. We've got 600 folks, by the way, praying.
Oof.
Sent out a general prayer shot for all of them to get started on this thing. I believe there's an awakening brewing here in Chicagoland. I'm seeing it at 180 Chicago. I'm seeing a hunger for the Lord like I've seen two times before in my life. And it ends in something beautiful. So I want to ask you, Boom Crew, to do something really cool. The gospel changes everything. That's our theme for share this year, this spring. You know that to be true. What if we had everyone got a chunk of the everything? What if everyone got a piece of the everything? You know the gospel changes everything. So this week, I'm going to be asking for those of you that aren't sure you're going to be here next week for an incredible party, but you want to be a part of this, or you want to make sure that you don't forget. I'm asking you to jump in. Some of you are new to the crew and you're going, hold it. What is this thing called share? Got a lot of you that are brand new to the crew. We're listener supported. We can't do this without you. We don't sell mattresses. I wish we did. We don't sell cars and we don't peddle Ginsu knives. But we're big on the gospel. And if you are not certain that you can be here next week, wherever you are in this world, or maybe you've got the spiritual gift of prime and pumps, I want you to jump in now. We want to get a jump on this thing. And if we believe that the gospel changes everything, we're going to need everyone. And my heart is filled with expectation going, are we going to get everyone jumping in and getting a piece of this? Probably not. But what if we move the dial even 10% from where it normally is? Oh, my goodness. Would you be part of that? Let me give you her contact here so that you can do it. You might say, man, I'm ready. Let's go. You aren't going to be here next week. Maybe you're new to the crew. The gospel changes everything. And I'm asking everyone, that includes you, to get a chunk of this. Just get a toe in the water with something. And let's make this thing happen. 800-600-9624. We've already got folks standing by on phones, ready to roll. 800-600-9624 or moodyradio.org. And I'm going to do something different this week. For those that can't be here next week for this thing, some of you are just holding. And I know some of you hold till Friday of next week. I get that. Makes me a nervous wreck, but I get it. Doesn't make me nervous, but it sure is fun. I'll tell you, we have a party in here on this thing. But if you can't be here next week, jump in right now, would you? 800-600-9624 or moodyradio.org. And any of those gifts like 5, 10, 15K that can be used for Match Challenge money next week, get those in as well and just leave a note that says, Carl, this is for the Match Challenge money that's going to be used for next week. And we are so grateful. 800-600-9624 or moodyradio.org. And something different this year, those that are priming the pump, we're going to do shout outs at least once an hour just to say thank you for getting this thing cooking. Capiche? We good?
Capiche.
Sounds great.
Right on. Let's get into a really cool... Oh, does our announcer have a setup for this?
Oh, yeah, he does.
Oh, give us one right now. Can we do one
cold? You want to hear one?
Yeah, I want to hear one right now.
Let me get it set up for you. Hang tight. This is my personal favorite. See how you feel about it.
Survey says... It's your favorite topics on Carl and Crew Mornings.
All right. Coming up, minute and a half, one of our favorite topics on Carl and Crew Mornings. We did a survey of the most sought after topics. Take a guess what this one is the minute we come out of the shoot. Hang on.
Discipleship to start your day. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
In the last year plus, one of the greatest thrills for me has been to go to Asbury, to witness what God was doing almost a year ago, and to watch, witness, and pray with people who were absolutely captured by the love of God was overwhelming, Young Thunder.
It was a cool experience just being back here because, you know, we were in Chicago, you were there, and we got to hear from you while everything was going on. But in the background, behind your voice, you could hear the worship services
going on
and the people worshiping the Holy Spirit. I mean, it spread. It didn't just stay on that campus. It spread.
Wanting to know what's going on there is important because what was going on before this happened, what precipitated this revival, this awakening, and what's going on now? Boy, have we got the perfect person. Dr. Baldwin, Dr. Sarah Thomas Baldwin is with me right now, Vice President of Student Life at Asbury. What's student life like around there, Doc?
It's going pretty great. I mean, we're having a wonderful year, it's even feeling a little like spring right now.
Good.
So we're having a great year.
That's great. What's the spiritual life on that campus? I heard enrollment just took off.
Well, we did have one of our largest classes in the last 25 years this fall. But really what we started to experience this fall was revival. We had this amazing outpouring of the love of Jesus on our campus last spring. And the students returned this fall with such a spirit of expectation for what God is doing. It's really cool.
When you go into a chapel service, you must see what God's doing there. What's changed now from maybe 2 years ago?
Well, our students have always occasionally stayed after chapel to linger in the Spirit of God and pray and worship. It has become a regular pattern. So you will experience students really seeking God during chapel in worship. But then we regularly have people that just hang out afterwards at the altar, praying, singing. It's really been sweet.
That is beautiful. Well, let's go back a little bit, because if we look at Great Awakenings, we look at the really what God did on the campus of Asbury, we have to know that there's people that have gone before us. There are prayers that have been lifted up to God that are held in bowls. Have you guys had an opportunity to look back and go, God, why did you choose us? What set the stage for this to happen here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're still in awe and wonder of what we got to see with our own eyes and what I got to have a front row seat to. I mean, it's an honor of a lifetime. But we like to say that there's this holy imagination at Asbury that God could move like this. And we've seen that over the last 100 years, you know, a handful of times. God has stirred in Hughes Auditorium in an unusual way, and people have experienced something similar to what happened in February 2023. And so that is part of our family story. It's a story we share with one another. It's a story we read about and talk about. I mean, we didn't really expect that it was going to happen again, but we did have an imagination. So when students began to show up and people came from all sorts of regions and states, it awakened in us that memory of like, oh yeah, God does move in this way, in this place.
This is huge. I wrote it down. A holy imagination that God could move. There is something big in the expectation, anticipation, imagination. God can move here. And that's power alone. Coming up here in a moment, let's dig a little bit deeper. My guest right now, Dr. Sarah Thomas Baldwin. She serves as the Vice President of Student Life at Asbury University in Central Kentucky. You obviously have heard of the awakening a little over a year ago, sprung up at the end of a chapel. People lingered. God began to move. People from every continent came into Asbury to go, what is God doing? And more than just curiosity seekers, there was a movement of God that has spread now around the world. How can this be a part of what we see here in Chicagoland? More with Dr. Sarah Thomas Baldwin, straight ahead.
The numbers are in. It's your favorite topics on Carl and Crew Mornings.
One of the things that we long for here, don't we, guys? Oh, my goodness. We want to see God move in power right here in Chicagoland.
There's nothing better than seeing God move in power. So, yes, when we come in here every day, the intention is to see God move in power.
I feel like writing on the wall in here, holy imagination that God can move.
I liked that quote a lot.
Dr. Sarah Thomas Baldwin is with me right now. That's worth everything that we've talked about here. This holy imagination that God can move. I love that. Okay, so the stage was set. There's an imagination, an expectation. God can move so that when he moves, we're not shocked or flummoxed or bewildered, but we're like, yes, God's moving. What have you learned? I know that you had a president there and others in leadership that helped shepherd that in a really good way, a responsible way. What did you learn in that process when some people even said quite candidly, oh, they're shutting it down. This is not good. But God kept moving.
Well, I got to have the honor of being on that ministry team alongside our president, our university pastor, and others. And we really saw our role to steward what God was doing. I mean, we didn't plan it. We didn't start it. I mean, certainly we've been praying for God to move and expectantly praying, but we really had no idea that this was going to happen, right? So we really felt like we were doorkeepers in the temple of God. You know, better is one day than a thousand elsewhere, right?
Right.
So we got to be doorkeepers. So we really wanted to steward what we saw the Holy Spirit doing. And over those 16 days, we saw the Holy Spirit being released to the world. That this may have started initially at Asbury, but it wasn't for Asbury. It was for the world. And people showed us that. They arrived, they came, they live streamed, they watched it, they testified about experiencing God. But we saw it being a contagious movement across the globe, and it's still happening. Not a day goes by that I don't get some word about some sort of connected experience and movement of God in the world.
Awesome. How do you know it's of God and not man-made? You were there. You saw it. How do you know it's of God and not something we conjured up?
Well, that's a great question, and I've really pondered that a lot. But here's what I saw and experienced. So we had some students linger that day on February 8th, and then more students began to join them and more. But we all shared. We had a mutual sense that God was doing something. No one had to be talked into it. We didn't have to try to twist anyone's arm. It was not just me and not just five people and not just 10 people, but there was 100 of us that afternoon that were sensing like, this is different. God is moving. And so we discerned it together. This wasn't just like one person or one person trying to convince someone else. I mean, we all shared in this immersive experience. It was like something changed in the room. Like we experienced the Holy Spirit together.
Yeah, I love that. Mainly because it's not arm twisting or conjured up by man. If there's a lot of people, especially in our boom crew, we've got some of the greatest people on the planet that just are regularly here in the mornings. If you could speak into all those intercessors, prayers, pastors, leaders right now that are saying, God, come, what would you say? In light of what you've experienced, what would you say to them?
So here's what we're seeing. When people share this story in churches or around the world, people respond to it. And we think it's because people have a sense of permission to expect that God's going to move. And that's what I've begun to see. Instead of like wondering, will God move? I'm now expecting that God will move.
Boom.
And it seems as though that's been a contagious sense. And when we go and share, it's like just hearing, yeah, God showed up. God moved. People are experiencing the Holy Spirit. So I think there's something about saying yes to linger, saying yes to abiding, saying yes to waiting, and saying yes to expecting that God's going to move.
I love it. Dr. Sarah Thomas Baldwin, my guest here, and Boom Crew, we've got something really cool. It's a pre-order right now, but you can get it. Dr. Baldwin took the time to write out what God did. It's called Generation Awakened, an eyewitness account of the powerful outpouring of God at Asbury. Now, this is going to be released May 7th, but you can get a pre-order going right now. So, Boom Crew, I want you to get this link because even though you couldn't be there, hearing the story retold could build a fire in your soul for revival in your sphere of influence. It's called Generation Awakened, an eyewitness account of the powerful outpouring of God at Asbury. Here's the key word, text REVIVAL to our number here, and we're going to get you a link so that you can pre-order this book right now. Text REVIVAL to 312-274-9624. Just the word REVIVAL, just text that one word to 312-274-9624. And Dr. Baldwin, I want to thank you for being here with us today. This is so inspiring. Having seen it and knowing that the God of the universe is still on the move, it's thrilling. And I think more than anything else, a holy imagination that God could move. If that's what positioned you for God to move, we need to all be there. Thank you for being with us today.
It's like coffee, but for your ears. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
Wow, what a topic here today. We went back to, how do we come up with this? Survey Says is the name of our week, and we've got the ability to track what really hit an awesome spiritual nerve with you guys.
I mean, when it comes to thinking about what we want to do here, we think often about How are we going to make the most impact? How, you know, what does God have?
We always think that.
Because we don't want to just be giving you stuff that we think is cool but isn't going to hit, you know, your heart. And so we took the time to go through our podcasts for the last year and look at what are the top five most downloaded topics. Because we want to know what hits your heart the most.
Yeah.
And so we grabbed those, we put them into each day of this week.
That's what we're doing here, guys. So today we're talking awakening. Now, this topic of awakening, I think oftentimes we think of awakening as something that is totally separate from us. We have nothing to do with that. But what if I told you it's actually not true? We've got two passages of scripture we're going to look at in this next half hour that's going to underscore the fact that there's something that we can do about this, and it's pretty cool. I do want to do a quick shout out right now, though. We've got Share starting in earnest next week. We are listener supported. We do not do this without you. We've got a heavy lift coming up here next week, and this is what I want to appeal to. I want to appeal to those of you that we're going to have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of gifts. How cool would it be if we had thousands and thousands of gifts? The Gospel Changes Everything is going to be our theme this year, and I'm fired up about it because we've used that in the recent past, but that's what we do here. If you believe that and you get the fact that we're listener supported and you've benefited from what we're doing here, I'm asking you to jump in. Now, this is what I'm asking for today. Those of you that aren't certain you're going to be here next week, Lord willing, you are, but you aren't certain. You might have travel schedule or something like that, or you just have the spiritual gift of priming the pump, and some do. Some like to go, I'm going to get mine in. We've had a lot of gifts come in early here already. Our goal is 1,335,000. Some of you are like, gulp, you got to be kidding me. We got 140,000 and change in here right now, which is a tremendous start. But we're asking you to jump in if you aren't certain you're going to be here next week and say, Carl, we got this. Count me down as one who's got this. If you've got a large match challenge gift, we could use that to prime the pump. We had one come in over the weekend for $5,000. You got 5, 10, 15K. Call in the same number or go online the same way as everyone else. Here we go. 800-600-9624. That's our number. I'll say it slowly. 800-600-9624. Or you can go online, real simple, moodyradio.org. So if you're pretty certain you won't be here next week, but you want to be a part of this, or you got the spiritual gift of priming pumps, whew, we'd benefit big time from this, guys. We're not going to go crazy yet. If you want to see your friend Carl lose his mind, be here Tuesday through Saturday of next week, and it'll be official.
You'll witness it firsthand.
Oh, my goodness. But we'd love to have you jump in and be a part of this. Some of you are new to the crew, and you're going, wow, your listeners supported. I did not know that. Well, thank you, because we know that you want to get some cheddar in this thing for sure. So again, 800-600-9624 or moodyradio.org. And I want to thank you ahead of time. We're actually going to do something different this year for those pump primers and won't be here next week. We're going to shout out your names. We don't have anything cooking yet this morning. No problem. Sometimes they come in batches. But we'll shout out names even this week for those priming pumps and aren't certain they're going to be here next week, what they want to be a part. And if you're calling in or logging in from somewhere outside Chicagoland, just be sure to say, I'm part of Carl and Crew Mornings, just in the notes. Just say that. Part of Carl and Crew. And we'll get you logged down right here in Chicago. Fair? Fair.
New to the show? We're glad you're here. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
Coming up here a minute and a half, I got two passages of scripture that are very illuminating when it comes to awakening. I think we sometimes think that we pray, yes, and then awakening is something outside of us, that we have no control over that. Actually, scripture indicates that there is something that we can do to get aligned with God and watch the Spirit of God awaken the church across Chicagoland. We'll give them to you straight in.
Find us on social media. Just search Carl and Crew Mornings on Facebook and Instagram.
All right, I'm going to give you a twofer. I use a highlighting system that I have four highlighters at home, four highlighters here, and four highlighters in my briefcase. And these highlighters are a tool that I use in my, I've got a new copy of the English Standard Version Bible. And what I do with this is I utilize it to give me prompts all throughout the scripture on things that, man, these are central passages. I might be preaching them. I might just be using them personally in my life. Today, I'm using them with you. And so I highlight the promises of God. I'm holding them up in here in yellow. Anything that God is calling me to put into practice in my life, I put in green. If I've got a central passage dealing with prayer, I put it in blue. And if I've got a passage that deals with the power of God, usually focaled around the power of the Holy Spirit, dunamis, I'll put it in a, what would you call that? Orange, red,
like
something
an orange,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like a dark orange.
Yeah.
So I've got those four. Now, let me show you how this works. This is really cool because we're talking about awakening today, and I'm going to go to two central passages of scripture that deal with awakening, and then I'm going to ask you a question because it has, boom, practice for us right now. Watch this. In Romans 13, verse 11, besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than we first believed. So what's Paul saying? He's saying, listen, Time is short here on earth. This is not a time to be groggy spiritually. So I highlighted all that in yellow because this is a promise, right? There is going to be, it's near. Salvation is nearer to us now than we might imagine. Then I go green highlighter, verse 12 of Romans 13. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. Excuse me, that's still in yellow. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. Now, boom, starting with the word so, I put this in green. So then, let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. This is fascinating, guys, and here's why. Here we find, take off works that are not of the Lord, put on something. In Ephesians, Paul uses the same metaphor, almost for clothing. Take off these garments that can't make the trip, put on these garments that can make the trip. Sometimes religious people try to put on new garments over stuff that needs to be taken off.
Yeah. And the stuff that needs to be taken off, we can't afford to be carrying those things.
We can't carry them, man. They got to go.
They have to go.
So this is what awakened people do. Let us walk properly in the daytime, not in, and you might hear this and go, oh my goodness, thank God I'm not in these categories. Hold on. There's three couplets here. Orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy. Huh. Interesting. Look what's lumped in together here. So this is saying anything that's going to cause us to live in isolation or separation from the body of Christ, get it off. Get it gone. Take it away. Now we flip over to Ephesians. Let me turn there. And in Ephesians, we find a phenomenal little passage that talks about awakening again. Look at this. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead. What's this imply? Christians can get groggy. Disciples of Christ can get spiritually groggy. He says, wake up. So I've got that in green because that's a call on our life. That's a practice. Okay. Wake up.
With you.
Then the next phrase I've got in yellow, and Christ will shine on you. That's the promise. Then I go back to green highlighter. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. And then it goes on to say, addressing one another with songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. So a spiritual awakening is clearly the movement of the Holy Spirit. But this is where Scripture interprets Scripture. If you live in the Spirit, keep in step with the Spirit. So what might it look like for you to feed the fires of awakening in your life? Some things got to go. Some things can't make the trip. I've got a simple question for you, Boom Crew. No call-ins, just texts. I want you to tell me what needs to go from your life in order for awakening to happen. What is God's Spirit telling you needs to go so that awakening can happen? It's this simple. This is discipleship. Discipleship means that we're going to put truth in motion. We're going to get engaged with God. I can't ignore this. I'm in this same party with you. What's got to go so that awakening can come? Text us right now for you. I will not call out your number. I will not call out a name. We have very few names in here anyway. What needs to go so that awakening can come? It's that simple. 312-274-9624. 312-274-9624. What needs to go in your life? The Spirit of God's telling you right now. And sometimes texting someone like you're texting me right now will be like, yes, I've identified it. Got it. Somebody said anger. Another one said the spirit of fear. Good. Somebody said uncontrolled anger. Good. Bring it unto the Lordship of Jesus Christ. This is great. Fear, anger, and resentment. Big themes here this morning, guys. What needs to go so that you can be awakened in Jesus Christ? Procrastination, sexual immorality. I'm just reading these off. Not going to give the numbers. Just come on, let's be bold. What needs to go so that you can be awakened? Coming up here, I'll read off some more. 312-274-9624. Woo! Gambling needs to go, man, somebody just said. Pride has to go. Feeling guilty. These are all coming in right now. Social media and pornography. Boom, 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 boom. Distractions, iPhone time. Comparison. You guys are right on. What needs to go so that awakening can come? 312-274-9624.
Gotta go into work? Don't worry. Check out the Carl and Crew Showcast wherever you like to stream. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
Man, I'm so proud of you, Boom Crew. I'm so proud of you, man. I am so proud of you. This is awesome. They're just pouring in here. You seeing these Young Thunders, Super Die? You see these?
It's incredible.
Yeah, beautiful.
Okay, let me just get through some of these. We're asking you, if we're going to see awakening, some things got to go. We find two central passages that the Apostle Paul wrote. He said, wake up. Time is short. And then he says, take all these things off. Pride, jealousy, sexuality, sensuality. He throws in orgies. I think, you know, what's interesting about this is it becomes the equal opportunity conviction. You know what I'm saying? It's like, listen, I know it's easy to go, oh, man, can you imagine people having orgies? Well, that's what they were up against in Corinth. There was a lot of craziness going on. So is it implied that there were believers in Christ or those that claim to be that were living crazy lives? Yeah. But this is why Corinthians is so filled with admonition. It's like, come on, guys, you've been changed. But see, jealousy and division are in there as well.
There, like you said, it's equal opportunity. I think Paul puts out some of the heavier ones more, some maybe more of the niche ones first. And then he says, hey, also, just in case you thought you were free of it,
you're right.
You got these ones too.
Good writing style he had. Yeah. So he's sucking them in going, yeah, those guys that are at the orgies. Oh,
I
yeah.
Love it so much.
And us grumblers and
yeah,
us
you
dividers.
Too.
So we're asking you, what needs to be thrown off from your life? Come on, let's get there, guys, to see awakening happen, not only in you, but in our city. Shame, selfishness, unforgiving spirit, pride, gambling, social media, pornography, distractions, comparison, fear, shyness, love of self, unrighteous anger. Not studying to show myself approved unto God. Pooh, that's good. Fear, pride, toxic relationships. Yeah, who you surround yourself with matters. Worry, materialism, coveting. These are one-word responses I'm getting here from the Boom Crew, guys. Coveting, laziness, greed, self-righteousness, pornography with an exclamation point. Letting go of what-ifs. Woo! That's power. Sloth. I need to put deliberate effort into building my relationship with God. And they put sloth to lead that one. Gluttony. Fear of man. Lies of the enemy. These are great. They're still pouring in here. Gossip. Bickering. Let me read some of these here. Some are more than one word. Being too busy needs to go. This is great. Gossiping again. This is obviously a pastor. I fear my staff and congregation. Oh, this is great. He goes on to say this. If I tell the truth, I will likely divide staff and congregation. Tell the truth, my brother. Tell the truth. How powerful is that, Super Die?
Yeah.
Negative self-talk, scarcity mindset, criticism and envy, lies. So proud of you, Boom Crew. Listen, I'm telling you, this is the stuff right here.
This is the stuff. You know, while we were talking about this, I thought of James 4:8. It says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. That's not a condemning word.
No, that's hope.
That is all of us, because we are all sinners. Yet we are promised that if we cleanse ourselves, come to God, he will come to us. An awakening can happen.
Yeah. Limit TV watching, regrets, letting go of my wife's disbelief. You know what? That's hard, but you won't save her. God can.
Oh,
way
God
to go.
Can.
And they go on and on, not trusting the Lord. Wow. Pornography again just popped up. First time texter, never texted before. That's God's spirit working right there. I'm proud of you, Boom Crew. This is the stuff that revival is made of. This is the stuff. Oh! Yes!
Carl?
Yeah.
I feel something. Can I pray a prayer of confession?
Yeah.
To have the Boom Crew join me in?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Follow along with me if you're ready to take this to the Lord. Father, I come to you with all of my sins, all of my burdens, all of my fears, my anguish, the things I can get focused on that I hold way above you. God, I know they're pulling me away from you. I want to experience your spirit and your awakening again. Lord, I confess these sins to you. I ask, Lord, that you would give me the strength, the resources, and your spirit to rid me of them.
Yeah.
So I can put on your righteousness and your righteousness alone.
Yeah.
I want to experience your awakening, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
That was so right on.
Amen.
That was so right on. Let God do business with you today. We love you, Boom Crew. We really do.
Going deeper in our relationship with Jesus. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
Survey says we're hitting it all week long. Top topics that you really benefited from in the last year and awakening and the desire for that high on the list. Got a quick shout out here for you, Boom Crew. This is super important. Big banner ad alert here. Next week, we start Share. We're listener supported. We are not reaching a budget. We are reaching people, hearts. And I'm glad we're on a political cycle this year, a big national political cycle. Here's why. I want to tell you with absolute certainty, more than any political party, more than any stump speech, more than any platform, the gospel of Jesus Christ is what's going to change this nation. The heart and soul of this nation must be touched by God. There is nothing that can stem the tide of decline, which we have, like the gospel of Jesus Christ. It brings marriages together. It brings wayward kids home. It grounds people in truth that sets them free from the past and for a lifetime, and you know it. I'm asking you to fund it. Yeah. I'm asking you to fund it. I'm getting so many text messages to give to different efforts in this political season. It's staggering. I'm putting a banner ad up saying, we got the best thing going. The tomb is empty. Our God is alive.
Yeah.
We're not going crazy on Share. Next week, I'll lose my mind going nutso in here. But boy, we're ready for you. And there's a select group.
Yeah, there is. We are asking people who, if you are not going to be here next week, we want you to be able to jump in now. If you're going to be here next week, jump in with us next week. That's totally fine. But we're talking to those of you who aren't available next week. Maybe you're not going to be able to listen. We'd love for you to jump in with us right now. You can call 800-600-9624. That's 800-600-9624. Someone will be right there to take your call, or you can go to moodyradio.org, and do it online.
Awesome. Boom Crew, we love you. I want to thank Anthony from Plainfield. He said, thank you for continuing to share God's word via radio. Thank you, Anthony. He plopped in a gift of 750 bones.
What
it's
a blessing.
Big deal, man.
What a blessing.
So this is great.
Carl, I want to give a little bit of a shout out to my pastor and my dad. Yesterday at the service, he was talking about the weapons we have in Christ and what brings the kingdom. And he said, you know, the ballot box in this election year doesn't bring the kingdom. no matter who wins. It doesn't bring the kingdom. What brings the kingdom is Christ's sacrifice for us in the gospel. And so
that's right on.
If you want a weapon, grab that weapon. Let's minister to people. Let's change lives for Christ, because the gospel changes everything.
Everything. Boom Crew, again, if you think you're going to be out next week, or some of you truly love to get the party started, that's just how you're wired. We've had already, we're at 10%, a little over 10% of our goal for this year, guys. And this is great because our goal is $1.3+ million next week. So chipping away at it's great. So if you love to jump in and, okay, so here's the thing. If you're not going to be here next week, come on, let's go. And we want everyone in, because if the gospel changes everything, it's going to require everyone. And I know that you get that we're listener supported, but a lot of us think someone else has got it. I'm asking you to say, no, I got a piece of it this year, Carl. So here's what I want you to know as well. If you've got these big match challenge monies, we would love to even get those ahead of time this year, a few of them. That would be great. If that's you, we will leverage that gift and share. But we would love it if you even gave it now. Then we know where we're at. 5, 10, 15K. Some of you are going, people do that? Yep, regularly. But if that's you, or you won't be here next week, let's go. 800-600-9624 or moodyradio.org. 800-600-9624 or moodyradio.org. In fact, Young Thunder, would you pray for us right now on this thing, man? I want this to be spirit birthed. None of this dragging through knot hole junk. Let's go.
Lord, we just come to you humbly. And we, I don't want to ask, Lord, that all goals will be hit and a certain amount of money will be raised. Lord, I want you, and we want you to just be glorified.
Yep.
And we want to present our gifts to you, saying, Lord, do with these what you will. God, I ask that you would open up all the hearts that you have for us in this time to say, I want a partner. I want to get the gospel out to people who need it desperately. And Lord, we just ask that whatever amount it is that you have for us, that you would be glorified with it, that you would use it for your purposes, Lord, and that you would keep our hearts in this place always, that we just want you to be glorified. And we just ask that, Lord, you would guide us in as we speak, that you would guide the Boom Crew as they give. And Lord, that you would guide all of these funds that come in so that we can maximize the people reached for you.
Yes.
That is all we want, Lord, and we ask it in your name. Amen.
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 God, Spirit's working in your heart, guys. Again, if you're not going to be here next week or you think you might miss it, maybe you love to get on the front end of the wave or create a wave. That's great. Or you got a big match challenge gift, 800-600-9624. Or moodyradio.org. While you were praying, God just hit me with something. We're going to commit all Monday before we start on Tuesday next week, full day of praying.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Full
day.
Let's do that.
We're going to do a full
Love
day
it.
Of praying.
Yes.
We're just going to pray.
There's nothing better.
We're just going to pray.
Love it.
And I'm going to get in profs, and we're going to get in leaders, and we're going to pray. That's what we're going to do all day. Boy, am I fired up now.
Woo! Revival.
Woo! Baby. Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew, and I'm so grateful that you listened to this showcast. Thank you mostly for being part of the Boom Crew. As we help you take your next step with Jesus, you're a huge encouragement to us. We'll be here again live every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Godspeed.